Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Samachay Maseches Psachim is an important topic in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the topic of Psik Reisha. What does Psik Reisha have to do with Psachim on Daf Samachay? We had a machlokis in the Gemara between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether a person is allowed to sweep their house on Shabbos. Did you know that's a shaila, whether you're allowed to sweep your house on Shabbos? Well, it's really not a shaila bizman hazeh, the Mechaber says in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, because nowadays we have floors. In those days, though, when they didn't have hard floors, where they had dirt, so then in such a case, the Gemara describes a machlokus between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim that by sweeping on those soft floors, there's going to be a problem. According to Reb Eliezer, it's a din d'oraisa, while according to the Chachamim, it is an Isur Durabanan. Again, our topic today is not about sweeping. Why is it not about sweeping? Because our floors are different. But we're going to see that even though the phenomena that Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim describe is not Nogea Halacha Lamaisa, there are other issues that are important as well that come out of this Machlokas. Tosos on our Daf, and Dibra Masma Mechabit, as well as Tosos in Shabbos, on Daf Tzadihei. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Tosos in Sanhedrin also, on Daf Pehe, that also discusses this topic. We'll just deal, two Tosos is enough for Halacha from the Daily Daf. We'll deal with two of our Tosos. And Tosos asks a question. What exactly is the Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says you are making holes, and the Chachamim say you're not making holes? Is that the Machlokas? Al Karchach says Tosos, La Psik Reishahu. Did it Psik Reisha Lo Avishari the Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan? According to the position of Rabbi Shimon, it says, Adover Shein Miskavein is Mutter. If it's inevitable, then it's going to be Asur Min HaTorah. So how could the Rabbanan say it would only be Asur Min Rabbanan? Isn't there a problem Min HaTorah to do the sweeping? So Tosos gives his teretz. Basically, according to Tosos, what emerges is the machlokes between Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Shimon was a machlokes. Tosos learns that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan is a question of what is this individual's das in regards to when he's doing the gumos, when he's sweeping the floor. Let's hear Tosos' words. V'nira l'ri, the Bahaplig, Rabbi Eliezer Sava Mechabe du Merabitz Miskavin la'ashos gumos. He has kavana, while the Rabbanan Savri de Miskavin. So fundamentally, they were arguing about whether the fellow actually has kavana also to make gumos in the ground. That's the position of Tosos and Psachim. What is the machlokis? There is another opinion which is going to be important for halacha lemaisa. There are quite a few opinions in the Rishonim, but we're going to zero in on the opinion of the Balei Tosfos in Shabbos on Tzadihei Amud Aleph. Tosfos Dibar Masna Mechabed VaMerabed has a different take. He says the machlokis between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer is whether it's inevitable that the holes will be made in the ground. The Chachamim say that when you sweep, it's not inevitable that holes will be made in the ground, where Rabbi Eliezer says that it is inevitable. And for that reason, it's considered a psik reisha. Rabbi Shimon Shkup in Shar Yosher and Shar Gimel makes a fascinating observation based on this thesis. He says, we see from here, if the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer were arguing about whether it's inevitable or not, then it's a very, very subtle question of whether it is inevitable that the holes will be made. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, it must be that most people, when they're doing it, don't have that in mind. If it's not even clear whether it's going to happen in the first place or not, then certainly the person who's doing it, whose intention anyhow was just to sweep, that individual definitely does not know whether it's going to take place. Yet Reb Eliezer prohibits it, and the Chachamim only disagree because it's not inevitable. Says Reb Shimon Shkup that this is a raya to a fascinating discussion, the poskim, that appears in Simen Shinta Zayin Sif Gimel, and that is the discussion of Safek Psik Reisha. And here we get to Halacha Lemaisa. Says the Taz, commenting on the Mechaber in Sif Gimel there in Shinta Zayin, if an individual has a chest, let's say a toy chest, and one of the kids ate ices, next to the toy chest, and there's something sticky in the toy chest, and it's likely that there are flies that are inside. There's a possibility that there are flies that are enjoying the shirayim of the children's Shabbos party. Are you allowed to close the toy chest if you have a suffix that the flies are going to be caught? Suffix psik reshe. Now, flies are only an iser drabanan because there's something that's not normally trapped. And your intention, of course, is not to catch the flies. Your intention was to close the toy chest because shal shu this time and guests are coming. In such a case, is it going to be mutter or not? The Taz paskins that it is acceptable, and the Mishnah Brura paskins that way with a caveat. He says if we're talking about a din derabanan, then when it comes to suffix psik resha, there's room to be makel. Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel halacha lemaisa in such a case, also with other factors that were involved in Hilchos Sad. So, says Rav Shimon Shkup, this Taz is a tremendous chiddush, because our case, according to Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, was a case where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were arguing whether it was inevitable it was going to happen. Certainly then, it wasn't the intention of the average person. And that is the case of a suffix psik resha. If the person doesn't know whether the event is going to happen, that's called a suffix psik resha. Halacha lemaisa, it must be that according to the psak on a level of dirabanan, we are not choshesh for Tosis's explanation, Shabbos and Daf Tzadihei. We go with our Tosis's explanation, or as well as the Ramban has another explanation of the Machlokis, but we see this beautiful observation of Rav Shimon Shkup on this famous issue, and Halacha Lemaisa issue of Suffix Psik Reshe as well. There is another set of halachos that's important for us to bring out that emerges from this case of sweeping on dirt. The Mechaber Paskins and Simin Shin Lamed Zayin Siv Beis, also the Chabed HaBayis, Elim Kena Karka Merutzaf, it's prohibited to sweep the house unless the ground is hard. The Mishnah Brura comments that that only is in regards to the individual himself doing the sweeping. Amira Lenachri is going to be acceptable in such a case. This position can be found in Simon Reish Nun Gimel as well. The Ramah describes, based on the Trumas Hadeshen, that the halachi is that if in Europe it was cold during the winter, and one asked a Gentile to turn up the heat, which is mutter, amiru nachri b'makom choli is mutter, ha'kol cholim etzel hakar, it would be permissible to have the Gentile heat up the house. Adds the Ramah, it's okay if they heated up the house by turning up the stove, and that there's food on the stove, that it's inevitable that the food is going to be cooked. If you look at the language of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the source of the Ramah and Simon Reish Nun Gimel, you'll see that the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be saying that in such a case, there we don't consider it a prohibition of psik reshe, because at the end of the day, you never instructed the Gentile to do the malacha, and the prohibition of psik reshe does not apply in such a case. However, the Mishnah Brura's formulation is a little different. The Mishnah Brura doesn't formulate that it doesn't qualify as psik reshe, but he says that by amira lenachri, we would be makel. There might be nafkaminas in lamdus between whether we would evoke the idea that he never even told him to cook up the food, and psik reshe doesn't make it as if he told him to cook up the food because it's inevitable, or we say it's just a heter of Amira Lenachri. There is a famous question that Rav Elchanan Wasserman raised in regards to the conceptual understanding of psik reshe. What is the case of a Dover Shein and Miskavin? What is a psik reshe? A Dover Shein and Miskavin is the case in where an individual drags a bench from one place to the next, and it is possible, but not inevitable, that a hole will be made in the ground. A psik reshe is prohibited, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because it is absolutely inevitable and definite that it's going to happen. How do we understand this conceptually, raises Rav Elchanan? Do we look at it that since it's inevitable that the hole is going to be made, we consider it one conceptual action? There aren't two actions. Number one, that he's bringing the bench from point A to point B. And number two, that he's making a hole. But rather, it's one Maisa. It's Maisa AB. It becomes one unified Maisa. Or do we say that just like he was Mechavein on Maisa A, he was also Mechavein on Maisa B? This is Rav Elchanan's Chakira. He has many nafkaminas. We have elaborated in the past and longer shiurim that it seems clear that in the Mishnah Brura, we paskin that a psik reshe is considered as if it's one action. And for that reason, a suffix psik reshe, according to the Mishnah Brura, is only going to be mutter in a case of where it's already an Isser Drabbanan, and combined, as Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, with other factors when it comes to the Isser of Tzeda. It is not the pshat that a psik reshe is just simply that once he's mechavein on Maisa A, he's mechavein on Maisa B. The Trumas Hadeshan said that that was the reason when it comes to Amiru Lenachri that one could be mekel in regards to instructing him to do an Isser on Shabbos. We said that it was permissible in our case, Lahalacha, to instruct him to sweep on the ground because the Isser itself was only a function of the Psik Reshe. And we saw also that the Trumas Hadeshin said you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to turn up the fire even though it's inevitable that the food is going to be cooked. The Trumas Hadeshin says because Psik Reshe doesn't apply if you're doing the action because your kavana is not critical over here. The person who's doing the action and the person who's being mechaving are two different people. That's the argument of the Trumas Hadeshin. However, we don't paskin this way. We paskin a psik reshe makes it one maisa. And since when he instructed him to heat up, he was also by definition instructing him to heat up the food, it should be usur. However, the Mishnah Brura did not say it's mutter because it doesn't qualify as a psik reshe, but the Mishnah Brura says it's mutter because we're not so machmir on Amir Lenachri. So too over here, if we understand that the issue of sweeping is an issue of psik reshe, like the Mishnah Brura says, the reason why it's going to be mutter is because we're mekel when it comes to Amir Lenachri. However, this heter cannot be extended to other instances and say, since I am not sure that it's going to happen, therefore, by definition, it's going to be mutter, and I'll be matter also fake psik reshes, because it's not considered one maisa. Since I am unaware of the inevitability of that outcome, and therefore will be matter all suffix psik reshes, not only on a level of derabbanan, even on a level of deoraisa. No, that's not the pshat. A suffix psik reshe could also be usur. Why? Because even though you aren't necessarily mechavein, you're not aware, as we had started off with the beginning from Reb Shimon Shkop's observation, at the end of the day, even if you're not aware, still, if it's inevitable that it becomes one maisa, AB, then in such a case, it'll still be part of the prohibition of psik reshe. And over here, the reason why we're mekel is only because of Amir Lenachri. However, a suffix psik reshe on a level of daraisa, we are going to be machmir. So let's put this in contemporary terms. If an individual is walking somewhere outside and he believes that there is a legitimate chance that he will initiate a sensor that will cause a light that is a prohibition min ha-Torah to go on, despite the fact that he is not sure, and you could argue it's a suffix psik reshe, if the prohibition that we're discussing is a suffix da'oraisa, it seems conceptually
as well as time after time after time, that the Mishnah Brura would be machmir in the case of a Safek Psik Reisha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from the Daily Daf in regards to Safek Psik Reisha and some applications of sweeping in the olden times on Shabbos.